I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. The World Health Organization has selected Greater New Haven as one of 15 urban areas worldwide to pilot a planned age-friendly city indicator guide. It'll be designed to measure areas where cities and communities can better adapt to the needs of older people. Mark Abraham is executive director of Data Haven, which is collaborating on the project.
So the World Health Organization has a framework which looks really at the physical infrastructure, like the layout of streets and communities, the social engagement, like how effective government is at responding to the needs of seniors, also how engaged seniors are in their communities.
Other participating urban areas include Hong Kong, New Delhi, Shanghai, and Washington, D.C. According to data from the State Commission on Aging, Connecticut was the seventh oldest state in the nation in 2011. Between 2010 and 2025, Connecticut's older population is expected to increase more than 50%. Abraham says transportation is another key area to consider.
Older adults will generally live about 10 years longer now than they're expected to be able to drive. So in other words, people will drive maybe into their 70s or early 80s, but then be expected to live another 10 years. And it's important to have to make sure that they're still able to get out of their house and interact with their communities.
Municipal services for older adults vary widely among Connecticut's towns and cities. Abraham says he hopes data collected in Greater New Haven will help communities better plan for significant increases to the global aging population. Diane Orson, WNPR News.